Welcome to Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, that love coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and back due to traumatic relationship or childhood trauma in their past, which has caused them to see themselves not in a bright light that makes them people please and not show up the way they know they are capable of showing up. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can guide other women through online coaching, which is that deep down what they are feeling they really want to do instead of sitting in their corporate job. Each week I will be offering an interview or an idea that will support you to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself, to uplevel your life, is now. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, my guest is going to really allow you to rise above anything that you might be facing right now in your life. For those who don't know Janet May, she's the founder of Mindful Health LLC and the Rise Movement. She's a world-renowned motivational speaker, number one best-selling author of 7 health and woman empowerment books, former celebrity fitness trainer, wife, and a mother. She have also shared her unique, inspiring message on national TV, including Access Hollywood, Hallmark Home, and Family, CBS, and many others. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to have you today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
And before we hop and we started to recording, I was just sharing with you how you already, without even knowing, just by showing up, you helped me to rise above my fears and my obstacles. Because when I saw you on the stage at Bliss Project with Lori Harder, I didn't know back then who you were, and your light and your energy and honestly, your roundness and realness really opened my heart to new possibilities.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. I'm really happy to hear that.
Absolutely. And I, when I heard your story back then, I shared with you, it really made me emotional, not only because you were so vulnerable and so raw and you were sharing your pain with other women, knowing that when we open the doors and hearts of others to do the same, but also because it wasn't just, I'm here to inspire you and go back home. You show up and you really share a piece of you. And you allow other women to have a hope, to keep dreaming. And that, I think, it's where the real transformation starts. So may I ask you, why did you decide that it's time to rise above and time to transform your life?
That's such a good question, you guys. I need to say that it's not easy for me to be vulnerable, and it's something that I'm feeling called to. And it's this whole idea of this Rise movement is the soul contract I feel that we have with each other as women around the world, that we will finally share the raw truths of who we are. And in our sharing, give ourselves permission to love all of the dimensions of who we are. Even in the high of the highs, when you're feeling like you're on top of the world, like shining as bright as you're meant to shine, but then also when you're curled up in your closet, in the fetal position, wondering if you matter, wondering how you're gonna get attention, are you being seen? Those are also beautiful times too, but we don't share them enough. We don't get raw about it and learn to, because when we do share, that's when we actually have permission to love ourselves just a little bit more, because we find out we're actually quite normal. And so I'm really called to this movement, the Rise movement, because I believe we all have a rise that we need to step into in our life. And we all have this desire to live our fullest expression, to live out our soul's purpose, our full expression, whatever you want to call it. And The only way to do that is to truly look at your pain, truly look at all the different dimensions of who you are and look at it and go, my pain is my gift. And not just say it, but really unravel it. Look at that gift, open that gift wrap up in sandpaper and look at it and go, wow, where can I step on top of this story now and rise up into my fullest expression? Because this is happening for me, not to me. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I decided to just rise. I think that everyone needs to know that. I think that we forget that there's a huge gap. And I call it the gap because you don't go through a downfall, a refiner's fire, really hard moments, pain, rejection, betrayal, and then just come out on top. And a lot of times we're missing these stories in between. And I really believe that now's the time for us women to share all the mud and the muck of the in-between. And I'm going to do that for you guys all right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Because like I said, when I saw you on that stage, you, and I loved your white outfit. It was so beautiful. You truly look like a goddess when you walk on that stage, and the light and energy that you brought with you. And then when you start sharing, I was just melting in my chair.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm really, really thankful that you are also so open to be sharing not just the bright and the nice and now I have it all, but you are still willing to go and, you know, remember the pain, the dirt, and okay, what did I really do to get up there? You know, and I even love your dedication for the woman in your book, because so many of us, we truly are wondering, do I really matter? What's the purpose of me to even be here? So we give our meaning and our life into others, you know, in our kids, in our family, our business. And then we are waking up in the morning and thinking, do I really matter? And how? So it's such a beautiful reminder that you tell the women you are. And it's time to rise to your fullest self, to your fullest potential, to your full you.
Mm-hmm. I really believe as women, we are the most underutilized resource humanity has. And our voice and our hearts and our connection and our raw, messy truth is the fuel for changing the planet. And that is the mission. That is totally my mission. And I, before we go into this gap, I want to use this analogy to really wrap people around how I see my transformation and really a lot of people's transformations. And that is through the lotus flower. So when you look, lotus flowers are revered all around the world. And it's one on my logo for a reason, because it's revered in many, many cultures and countries. But the thing about the lotus flower is it doesn't grow like a lily. It doesn't grow in beautiful soil. It doesn't grow on marble. It grows literally in the mud and the muck, the swamp. And it actually pulls nutrients from that mud and that muck to bloom. And before it even blooms, it's soaking in all that mud and that muck. And that's the gap. You're soaking it in. You can't see your beautiful lotus yet, but the lotus will come as you continue to do the work, to continue to do what I call small hinge movements. And I lay them out in the book. You will, that is your gap. That is your space where you're like, I don't know if anything's blooming yet. I'm just here, one foot in front of the other, trusting for this bloom and trusting that my mud and my muck and my mess is perfect nutrients for my ultimate beauty and my ultimate rise.
That's so beautiful. I never heard it before. Really. I love lotus. We used to have them in a garden of my aunt back in Czech Republic, and I really admire them, but I never thought about it. And I see you have a lotus on your cup too.
Oh yeah. I have all merchandise with lotuses. Absolutely.
I love it.
Reminder, because even now I'm doing a huge live women's event. People look at me and go, oh my gosh, you just did a webinar with the CEO of Hay House Publishing. You're going on all these trips and speaking at all these events. And you must just, oh my gosh, you're just living your best life. And yes, I am. And I don't know, in 30 minutes, I might be in the fetal position, like crying. And that is the truth. Like you I never fully feel aligned. I feel aligned in my misalignment. I feel aligned in my scary. I feel aligned in my knees knocking and my heart questioning, like, oh, am I doing the right thing? And I think we need to pay homage to that for a minute and to know that in this whole spiritual world, we can get talking about ease and flow and, oh my gosh, it looks so bright and shiny in this like social media world you're living in. And it's like, guaranteed everyone you're looking at is having a fetal position, maybe tomorrow, the day before, or in 30 minutes. So just know that you're not alone.
Thank you for the reminder, because it's true. It no matter if you're hitting your goals, achieving what you always wanted, you still have those days like, is this really it? Is am I doing the right thing? Am I in the right direction? So even though, Danette, you're saying this is normal, how do you know that you are on the right path of creating what is meant for you?
This is what I do personally. Every morning, before I like head down the stairs, I will ask myself, what is in the highest good for my soul today? And when I ask that question, it is with the expectation or the knowing that if I ended my life today, what is the one thing I would do? Or what is the thing that is going to be the best suited to my soul's expression today? And I know that that's a daily thing. And so some of those choices might be like, well, I'm going to hang out at the beach. I'm going to be with family. Maybe that's it. But if you're really living into your purpose, a lot of times it's like, you need to call that person. You actually need to put on that event. You need to write that book. And so really listening all the time, because this year I have chosen to do this large event, write this book in 6 weeks, which is a fast track book, which is not really normal in a publishing world. They're usually 18 month process. Like when Lori wrote her book, I mean, I was talking to her about her book for 2 years.
Yeah.
I had a book deal and it was done in 6 weeks. Like, so, and all of it doesn't have ROI and it doesn't like look great in the business scheme, but I know, even though it has looked messy, I've questioned myself. I've had vulnerability hangover more times than I can count. I know that if I were to die, like in a month after this is all over, the book's out, I've done my work. And that's when you know you're in alignment. It doesn't feel always like ease and it doesn't always feel easy. But if you know that if you were to die and that was what you needed to do, then you're in alignment.
I love that. Thank you so much. Yes, because I journal every day. I set my goals. And this is a very powerful question that is just easy to ask. And even if you don't know the answer right away, like it's not so clear, you already thought about it. You already put it out there. So because you put it out there, I believe that the resources and the people will show up for you. And maybe you will go through your day and be like, oh, this. Okay, got it.
Absolutely.
So we were talking about the gap between, before you are really on the top and living your purpose, because, Nestle, the obstacles that you overcame are also not usual. Like writing a book in 6 weeks, thank you for giving me hope, because I'm putting mine on back burner for a couple years too already. So you giving me hope that it's possible to do it quick. Thank you.
Yep.
You are such a powerhouse of inspiration, I gotta tell you.
It's just like giving people permission to get rid of those stories that it has to look like, oh, I've got to spend time. Like I had the visions for my first book that I was going to be like going into sacred places around the world and like writing and journaling and like coming from soul inspiration. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm down in the basement on a Sunday. I didn't get to go anywhere. And I'm writing this book in 6 weeks. And, I think that's the part about it. It's like, get over the stories of what it has to look like and just show up. Just show up how it's, just show up, bottom line. But I do love your question about the gap, because for those of you who don't know me and who are on this call, I only share my story because I want you to find your story in my story. My story is just my story and it's my truth. It doesn't mean it's the truth. It just gives you an opportunity to unravel to yours and to what your truth is within your story. And I'm really unapologetic of where I am today. And I'm so grateful for where I am today. Like I look at my life and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like I look around my home. I look at the food I get to eat, the superfoods. I'm like, I feel really healthy for my 40-year-old body. I've got these kids that love me and I love them. And I'm married to an amazing man and I'm running this 8-figure business and inspiring women around the world, like all that. And I'm unapologetic about it, but I cannot fully like really appreciate it if I don't go back to where I was like 5, 6, 7 years ago. And I'm so grateful for that 5, 6, 7 year ago. That was my fall, which was my refiner's fire, which was my living hell and my washing machine if I can't get out. Because without that, I would not be where I am today. And I know that with 100% certainty. And I know that whoever's listening, if you've been through a refiner's fire, you're in it, or you're about to go into one. It's all for peeling back. It's like the phoenix rising from the phoenix. It's peeling you back to your truest expression of who you're meant to be and letting you unlayer to your true character of who you're meant to be in this lifetime, getting rid of the stories, the paradigms, maybe the relationship, maybe the job that was keeping you at one place where you need to go here. So I'm really grateful for where I am now, but I'm so grateful for now. I can say I'm grateful for 5, 6, 7 years ago. I, just to make it quicker, I had lost my son. And that put me through a spiral of depression that I only share in the book. I've actually never shared on stage, that, or on a podcast or on a coaching call. I felt really called and I was scared to death to share it in the book, but I'm like, you know, I'm being asked. So here we go. So I'm going to keep it for the book. Went through a really, really hard time during that time. And then as we all know, you hit one rock bottom and then there's many more and they're all for your unlayering. Like you can unlayer more. And I found myself going through a really difficult divorce, unlayering lies that I actually pretty much shoved down in my relationship. I didn't want to unlayer the truth because it's painful. Sometimes it's easier to make up stories around your life because you don't know how to get out. So I was making up stories like, I had the most amazing relationship. Oh my gosh, I had the most supportive husband. I'm so happy. I don't need girlfriends because I'm a tomboy because I had no girlfriends. So I made up all these stories, right? Just to lie so I could feel more comfortable. And so that's my question to you and to everyone listening is, what stories are you telling yourself? Just because you don't want to get to the raw truth. You don't really want to peel because it hurts. It doesn't feel good to unlayer. It doesn't. But to rise to your fullest expression and to live out your best life and your dream life, I ask you to ask those questions and to look at them. And so there I was, and my ex did some crazy things in his anger. And we found ourselves, me as a single mom with my 2 little girls, looking through couches and drawers for a change. All of our accounts were wiped. All their savings greens were wiped. And we found $47.63. And here I was with this new realization of where, what am I going to do? And those weren't even the hard parts. The hard part was my thoughts. My hard part and my downfall and my ickiest, muddiest part was, I'm not enough. I'm a terrible mom. I'm a financial ruin. What am I going to do? And I had so much pride and ego that I wasn't even willing to ask for any help because I didn't want to be that girl. So that was the hardest part. And I think the saddest, even over losing my son, I think that's the saddest part, was just the negativity raging, the isolation I had created around myself and the pride that I had. And it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to be an inspiration now. It took time. That's the gap. And it's messy. It's windy. It's like you're gasping for air. But I got really ruthless about certain specific things in my life. And I'm happy to go into those if you guys want me to.
Please.
Of what I did to climb out or to suck up the nutrients, for a better analogy, so that I could be my fullest expression.
Yes, please. I would love to hear that. You know, how did you get from where you were? Because you're mentioning you were scrapping for change, $47, and now you have a beautiful family. You're very successful and inspiring woman in business, and you're managing eight-figure business. So,
you're like, how did that? You know, I'm actually quite shocked. I'm quite shocked myself. In 5 years, went from literally $47 to an eight-figure business. I'm like, I shock myself. I shock myself, but here's the deal. I've always been willing to show up in what my soul's asking me to do. So the first thing you need to do is get radically truthful with yourself. And I have a whole chapter on that in the book, because you are the only one who knows your truth. And you are the only one who knows what that soul is trying to express into the world. And we can get so wrapped up in everyone else's paradigm. I see this in the fitness world. I have to have this body. I have to look, be like this. And it's like your body's like, your soul's like, no, 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 no. Like, you just need to be healthy, because that's not your journey. But people aren't willing to look at it. Or I have to go to this church, or I have to marry this man, or I have to have this job. All of these paradigms that just get ingrained in your subconscious brain. Take a minute to look at, what is your truth? Do you really want all the money? Like I actually live like I don't know, like a six-figure business. I do, because I don't really care. Like, that's just not my truth. Like, having shoes, like, maybe other people think that's cool. And maybe I should, like, I get told, like, you really should probably have new outfits when you keep going for these publicity things. And I'm like, that's not really my truth. Like, I could care less about whatever shoe I have on. Like, I have, like, that white outfit. I might wear it 10 times. And people are like, you probably shouldn't wear that again. I'm like, I like it.
I like it. Whatever makes you feel good. Yeah.
And that's the point, is that we get caught up in other people's truths. Mm. Not to say that people that like to buy outfits is wrong. It's just that there are some people that lights them up. It doesn't me. So what is my truth? What is your truth? So that's number one. Because without that clarity, you cannot grow.
Do you have a tool how to get really deep into your truth? Because sometimes when you ask yourself, what's my truth? Like you mentioned, you have so many layers of shoots and masks and other people and your insecurities, limiting beliefs. How do you really get out what is your truth? Do you have like a technique for it? Do you journal?
There's a couple techniques that I do, and everybody's going to have their own journey with this, but I look at my judgments. So that's my first clue. So if I'm judging somebody, like, I'm going to use an example, like, cause I see this in the girl world sometimes, is like, oh, she's not that good of a speaker, or I don't really like how she said it that way or coached that way. Okay. So for me, if this were to dialogue were to come up, if I was watching someone on stage or watching someone on TV, I don't know, watching someone and feeling these dialogues, they're internal dialogues. I might be like, she's amazing, but deep down I'm saying this. I would look at that judgment and go, okay, somewhere in your destiny, you're wanting to be a coach and you're wanting to be seen. And so you're judging because you're not stepping into it. You see how that works?
Yes. Yes.
Relationships, who you are yoked with is so radically important, and I can't even express to you. So another thing is to listen to your body, because your body is another way to listen. Cause we hear, I should listen to my intuition. And then if you're listening, you're like, is that my ego or is that my spirit? Cause I'm not quite sure I feel this, but I don't know that. And so I always say, listen to your body and be really hyper aware. Like, are you getting a low grade headache around certain people? Is sex painful in your relationship? Are you like getting a lower back problem every time you go to meet with somebody or get intimate with someone? What is your neck feeling tight? Are you having foggy brain, having hard time sleeping? Look at these things, because your soul is trying to talk to you through your body. Mm. And that is really, really powerful to get into your truth of what kind of relationship you want. What kind of friends do you want to keep? What kind of movies are you going to watch? What kind of conversation are you going to have? So those things are really, really important to look at. And then the other thing I do is called soul journaling. And this has taken my life, my business, my personal relationships to the next level. Like, ideas that came through soul writing, I'm just going to use it on a superficial level. It's not even superficial, but business. I've gone to my business partner. I've been like, this came up in my soul writing. Let's try it. And it's made us tons of money. So I believe personally, like our souls know exactly what's coming, what was in the past. And so it knows everything, right? But our conscious brain only knows what's in front of us. And a lot of times it's living in the past or in the future, but it doesn't really know, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, I sit down and granted, I don't give myself this parameter because truly I could wake up at 5 a.m. and my little girl could come out at 5:10 and then I'm like, dang it, my soul writing's over. Very flexible with yourself, right? Because other mornings you're not going to really feel it and you just might be sitting there. But I will ask a question like, what do you want to tell me? I will, maybe it's a specific question about an employee or about a business question, or maybe something in my relationship with my children or my husband or my family members. And I might ask a specific, or what do you want to tell me today? And the rules, there's no rules. You just write whatever comes up. You just write and write and write. And I am astounded at what comes out, but I'm just letting everything come out with no judgment. My handwriting changes. It's amazing.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Mm. It's powerful. Mm. So that's the first step, how to overcome the gap, to get radically truthful with yourself. What was the second one?
Okay, so those are some ways to get truthful. The other ones, I call them the three pillars. And I use this in all of my programs. And I think we've heard a lot of these about these, but I want to hopefully change your guys' mind frame around them. So the first one is healing foods. Usually when we have a death in the family or we have chaos going on, we have this paradigm that we need to eat comfort food. And the truth is your soul needs more than ever things that are living, things that have been fueled by the sun, have been fueled by Mother Earth. And so instead of looking at food like this is bad for me, this is good for me, this is going to make me fat, this is going to make me skinny, look at food, is this going to get me in a high vibration? So anything that's living. So when I'm, and I do this all the time, like especially now because I have a huge event, right? So I'm eating really a lot of greens. And just to make it really simple for people, and you can go and get a free meal plan, a 3-day meal plan. If you get the book, all of that's free in the bonuses. But what I I suggest is just one time a day, have everything green, like a green smoothie, a big green salad, and do it with the intention that I'm actually eating Mother Earth. Mm-hmm. It's going into my cells. And I'm here to tell you the whole vibration changes inside of you and your knowings and your tapped in abilities and your energy, it all shifts. The other, and I call them small hinges, move big doors, because if you think of a big door, big door into your dreams, a big door that just moves, it's moved by these three small hinges. And it just takes small needlepoint movements every single day consistently to move that big freaking door. So to change your whole life. So that's why I'm like, hey, small, like eat something green and not greens powder, not like those are fine, but just really be conscientious. I want the sun to have kissed it. I want the earth to have like fueled it because it's all going in into me. The second thing is movement. So once again, we have this paradigm around movement. It's got to be in a gym. It's got to be Zumba. It's got to be HIIT. It's got to be, We have these, and it has to be an hour long because every gym class you go to around the world is an hour long. So maybe that's the magic number. It's all freaking made up. So I don't know who made that hour. Maybe they're trying to get their money's worth, but an hour workout is not the truth to living, having an amazing body. I work out 10 minutes a day, 10 to 15. But I also move my body in nature. For me, moving out in nature, a walk, a run, maybe it's a shuffle some days. Just getting into nature is so powerful, and that power of movement and tapping in, because it is like sweeping the cobwebs of your soul. Moving your body is your greatest gift you can possibly give yourself. It's the quickest way to change your state, and it's not here to help you fit into your better jean size. It will empower you. There's no woman or man who hasn't started eating healthier, moving their body, that hasn't started using their voice more, hasn't started like stepping into their knowing, move certain friends out of their life, added new ones in. It's because the body and the soul is tied. together.
This is so amazing. And I'm just like here, yes, yes, check, yes, check. Because it's so true. I've been there, you know, I was fitness trainer and it has to be this and it has to be morning cardio and fasted and you have to eat this and this. No, it's really going back to the basics and everything. Because I was wondering when I was reading about healing, I was wondering why is it healing foods and healing movement, you know, and healing mind. So I'm so happy that you are sharing that, because when you think about it, it's just making it easier for you and going back to the basics. Eat what's living, what was kissed from the sun, you know, healing movement, go back to the nature, go barefoot if you can, and just feel connected and grounded. And like some people do lunch breaks, I do nature breaks. I take my car and I run to Red Rock or Mount Charleston, and I go, if I don't have that time, I just go to the park and I go, you know, there, connect. We have beautiful hummingbirds there. So yes. This is so true.
So true. And I love how you're saying, if I don't have time, because a lot of us get into this time block of, oh, I don't have time to work out, or I don't have time to get into nature. So we just sit at home, when you're like, step outside for 3 minutes. Like, that's all. Like, it's all, when I say healing, to me, that's intention. So whenever you move with intention, whenever you eat for intention for healing, you are adding healing into your body. Your mind is so powerful, which goes to the third point, which is healing mindset. Your mind is your biggest or worst friend in everything that you're going to achieve. And I am preaching to myself, because here is the thing, truth. I can eat all the amazing food, I can move my body, but if my mind isn't speaking the truth of my soul, I'm only going to go so far and I'm going to bump into a many, many, many walls. Your level to connect with the power of your mind determines your future. Yes, it's 100%. If you can see it, you will achieve it. What you focus on expands. And this is 100% truth. This is not mumbo jumbo out there, metaphysical. This has been proven time and time again, scientifically, energetically, and we just keep bumping into ourselves. We keep just getting in our way, saying, this is hard, I'm tired, those effing employees, this, and it's like, whoa, you're speaking that into your future.
Yeah.
Back up. If you say, oh, I'm going to work my big butt, I'm going to, my life is a shambles. Be careful with your words. Your words are like literally determine your future. So if there's one thing you can do, do a negativity detox, do a word detox, watch your language, be very, very careful. And what I did is, because I had a lot of it and I still bump into it. I'm like shocked. I'm like, I have done a lot of work. Why am I bumping into this? Like, I just said a lot of negative things right now. And I take a page and a half, like, I don't know, maybe you need 5 pages wherever you're at in your journey. And I just wrote down all the things that I wanted to call into my life, manifest into my life. And I put the word I am in front of it. So whatever I was wanting to call in, a better relationship, money, business, passion, then I just took that list and I put the word I am. And the word I am, that is like the creme de la creme of every word in the world. I am and love are your biggest words you can possibly ever use.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, I'm wondering, the I am, you know, often I hear, and I did it myself, and honestly, Louise Hay, she changed my life 8 years ago. That's where I started my journey, you know, from depression and being suicidal to be where I am today. And she was talking about affirmations. She's the one I was learning from.
Yes, me too.
She's, oh my gosh, everything. But sometimes there is this thought that you can be saying affirmations how much you want, but if you don't feel it, you know, like, I'm abundant, I'm loved, I'm worthy. If you will just say to say it or write it to write it, does it still have the effect if you don't believe it yet?
Yes. And that's where another of our little perfectionism gets in the way, because we're like, oh, I don't really feel it. I feel like a fraud, or they told me I have to feel it and I'm not feeling it. And let me tell you, most of the times I would say this, these affirmations, which I had a commitment to do every time I felt like I didn't want to do it. Obviously my vibration was low and obviously I wasn't feeling it or seeing it, but your body and your emotions will catch up. So keep going, keep going, keep going. That is the gap. That's the sucking up the nutrients. That's like getting, like doing all this work and going, no, I'm not like seeing anything. And it's just doing that work, doing that work. And then for me, what I do too is, okay, we're going to get really raw and real here. Okay. So this is like kind of a section of my book, and it's probably where it's like my future books are going to go, because so at my beginning gap, I obviously was saying this page and a half, not feeling it, like just going through it, saying it, especially when my vibration was low. Then my life started to change around, because you're calling in what you're focusing on. You're calling it in. And I still did visualization, and that's where I feel it, is where I'd go into dreamland. Maybe my affirmations, I wasn't feeling it at the time, but then I would visualize and I would let myself visualize, right? Mm-hmm. And I would usually only do that when I felt good, because it's really hard to visualize when you don't feel very dang good about yourself, but I still did my affirmations. And then I watched as my life changed, right? And I'm starting to feel better. To go to the next level though, let's say that you're feeling pretty good, like 50% or more a day, right? Let any of you make love, any of you have an orgasm, that is the time right after your orgasm to take a minute and visualize and see. And it can take 30 seconds. You don't have to go 20 minutes and you look dead on the bed. 30 seconds to see, and because you're already in the heightened state you could be in. See all the things you're manifesting. See yourself doing them. And it, like 30 seconds. And I'm telling you, you will speed dial everything in your future. And then for me, when I work out, after the workout, I tend to feel pretty freaking amazing. Like no one gets done with the workout and they're like, they're usually tired, but you're like, I'm awesome. Like I just did that. That's also when I drop in. Those are my two times. And I'm telling you, take your life to the next level.
Oh, I'm doing it. And we've been doing, some visualization during. So yes, yeah. Manifesting. So.
Yeah, during. Oh, good.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
Covering like, it up. That's even more powerful.
Speaking it into the truth. Like, what do you see? What do you feel like being there? You know, because right now we are manifesting our dream home. So that's how we are building our home.
Building it in the act of pleasure, and nothing is going to speed dial you quicker because you're already in it. Like you're already like feeling it all. Like you're just like, oh, I love that. I'm going to might take that on. I'm going to create something in my mind and I'm be like, we're doing this together.
Send me a message how it worked. Like already I manifested it, and I will do it like visualizations also like right after and after my workout. Oh my gosh, Danette, this was so amazing. Like I have so many tools and so much wisdom, and I know that you so generously share with your tribe on your website. You're so present on your social media, and I really can't wait to dive deeper in your book, because you also there mentioned chasing butterflies. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with butterflies. I have them everywhere, and my love calls me butterfly goddess. So I'm like, I'm going into that section, so I will do like a speed reading.
Yes, following the butterflies. That's amazing. That's
I can't wait. And you are such a light, and I'm so happy and grateful with my whole heart that I get to be in, you know, the same space, same time with you, because you are such a huge inspiration, not just to me, but many other people. So thank you so much for showing up and sharing your truth. It's incredible.
It's fun to talk with you, and I love your work and your light and what you're stepping into every day. And I know your dream house is coming. That doesn't matter when, but it is coming.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And so for those who want to learn more about you, get in touch with you, what's the best way besides me putting all the links in show notes?
Yeah, I think if you're putting all the links in, it's just you guys, if you want free content, go to DanetteMay.com. And if you get the book now before it comes out, you get like meal plans, detoxes, coaching, all of it in your email prior to the book landing in bookstores. So get your book. It's gonna, I know, like I poured it all in there. I know that it wasn't for naught. So I know it's gonna make a difference in your life. So I'm really excited for you to get all of those bonuses for just getting the book. So that you can go to danettemay.com/book to get the book.
Oh, I will make sure to put it there. And is there anything like a last thought, last something that you would like to share with the audience?
Just to remember that you matter and that we actually do see you. We may not know you, but your energy is felt and we need you to rise up.
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much, Danette, for your time. I really appreciate you. You have a beautiful day because it looks behind you like really a perfect day. It's a major time and I am looking forward to launching this.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.